Up next on American Restoration.
The Pinball Hall of Fame needs your help.
What is this?
This is really weird. It's a Texas Ranger Gatling gun.
That sounds awesome.
Hey, Mike!
This is a 1964 Ducati Falcon 80.
Oh, it's a Ducati? Basically in a basket? God, I hope we don't need too many parts.
I'm really worried about this one. I know I found all the parts I could.
This scares me. This is not out of anything else. One bike, one kind, one time. Hopefully somebody in the world's got one.
I knew this thing was rare, but I had no idea that it was that rare.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
You probably have to make new ones of those. Hey, bud.
Somebody's here, Rick.
All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Mike!
How you doing, brother?
How you been, buddy?
Good, awesome.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I've got a lot of great guys that I work with. And on top of that, so many of our repeat customers have become just like a big group of friends. And I love it when one of them shows up with something new for us.
Is that like a bunch of pieces?
Well, yeah, you could consider it a smorgasbord of Italian. I'm what's known as a finder. I find stuff that people lost years ago. I got a little bit of everything. How about a horn? I recently had a family contact me and want me to find a little Italian motorbike that their grandfather owned. After searching for a while, I finally found the bike, but it's in pieces and parts. So I hope that Rick can get it all back together again. This is a 1964 Ducati Falcon 80.
Oh, it's a Ducati?
It's not the run-of-the-mill 50cc's that you see.
Right.
I think they may have called this the Falcon Sport 80. So it's kind of a rare bike.
Ducati came out with three different types of utility bikes. The 50, the 80, and the 125cc. People usually went with the 50 because it was cheap, or the 125 because it was fast. But that's what makes seeing an 80 like this one so exciting.
The family contacted me and said, you gotta find this for us. It's very important. Grandpa bought it.
Okay.
He passed it on to his son.
Yeah.
Passed it on to his son.
Right.
Now it's going on to the baby. So right down the family tree.
And you had to track down all these parts? Was it in one place?
No, different places.
Well, it's amazing that you found it. Like, really cool. In Italy, it was a bike of utility, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they would load stuff on them and they'd get around a lot easier. A lot of them didn't have cars. Now, Ducati's a big deal. They're fast.
Ducati started making bikes in the late 40s and has slowly become a household name around the world. They're really well known for making some of the fastest bikes ever.
You know, you definitely bring me some kind of a challenge every time you come. Now you're bringing me a bike that's basically in a basket, but it looks like you found the majority of the parts. But it's got some issues. I mean, everything's out of the motor. I can see the piston. They pulled everything out. That's a shell.
You're right. It's empty.
Yeah. So somebody probably started to do a rebuild and then just stopped. So, God, I hope we don't need too many parts.
I told this family that you're a good fella, not a wise guy. So you're gonna give them a good price, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're probably right around, I'm right around 12.
12?
12 to do the whole bike.
I think they'll be happy with that.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to blow their socks off, I hope.
No pressure there, huh?
I'm really worried about this one. I mean, these parts are Italian. So I know I found all the parts I could. I just hope Rick doesn't get stumped on one little obsolete part. So that might be a big challenge.
Basically, we're just going to mock it up for now. See what we got going on.
I don't want to waste any time with this project, so first I'm going to have my guys do a mock assembly. That way we can figure out if any parts are still missing and then go from there.
Yeah, it's empty. There's nothing in there.
How's it looking?
Oh, Lord.
All right, so this is the deal. Big Mike found the different pieces in different places, but he believes that it's all here. So what do you got? I mean, I noticed you got the tires on, you got the tank on.
Tires, tank, we got fenders.
The basic, the bike's there, right?
Yeah, it looks
like
it.
Yeah, it's just that the motor's been completely torn apart, and who knows if all these gears and shims and bearings are all there or not.
Well, it doesn't look like much, I'll tell you that.
When somebody sends us stuff in like this, especially something we've never done, you know, it's a little hard to tell where this gear went compared to this gear. And if we go and put it together wrong, You know, it's going to be a big...
We're searching for another motor.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to end up blowing it up. So I think right now I really need to work on finding a manual or some kind of a spec sheet for this motor, you know, so that we can put it back together. So I'm going to have to look somewhere, okay? Make some calls, all right?
The last thing we want is to get something wrong when rebuilding this motor. It could dash the dreams for Mike's clients. Four generations of an Ohio family. So I'm going to have to find someone that knows more about this bike or at least has some sort of manual that we can work from.
All right, guys.
All right, Kyle, let's tear this thing apart.
Hey, Tim, how you been?
Rick, doing good.
Good to see you.
I'm the director of the Pinball Hall of Fame here in Las Vegas. The Pinball Hall of Fame needs your help. Today, I'm actually bringing in a project for Rick to work on so we can put it in the Pinball Museum for people to play. I got the Texas Ranger Gatling gun.
Wow.
What I love about this machine is that it's just so radically different than every other machine we've got. This game has definitely got the wow factor.
Tim, I've never seen one of these. What is this?
This is really weird. This is a Chicago Coin Texas Ranger Gatling gun.
Chicago Coin's like a big, they made a lot of pinballs and different kinds of games, yeah?
They were in business from 33 to 75, and they made thousands of different machines. And their gun games always looked the same. It was always a cabinet with a pistol or a rifle, and you just shoot some little bunnies coming by. This one stands out in your mind because the gun is so weird and so unique. You got two pieces. This is the headpiece that keeps the score. It goes up on top of that pedestal here. There. Kid comes around here to the front. He puts a dime in here, and he actually takes and looks in here and moves it back and forth and up and down to shoot at bad men that are coming around on a little plastic diorama inside.
That sounds awesome.
I've seen my share of coin-op machines, but never anything like this. Leave it to Tim to show up with a friggin' Gatling gun.
It's got like a bullseye,
yep.
And then it shoots right at him. There's sort of silhouettes. It's got lights in there.
Yep, it's all lit up in there.
I like this. It's even got these little, you know, like a barrel, like yep. It would be spinning. Hold the bullets. It's very cool.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm good with the mechanical and the electronic stuff. And what you're good at is all the cosmetic stuff. Make it shine, make it sizzle, make it snap. Okay. And we'll have one great looking, great running piece of equipment when we're done. What I'm hoping on this project is that Rick does all the cosmetic work. My part of the whole project is to take the electronics inside, completely rebuild them, make them work, and make them be reliable.
A lot of the wood has some damage to it. It's gonna need stripped really well. The Formica on the top is starting to peel up, even the plywood's starting to peel.
Yep.
So we're gonna fix that.
Now the question is, what's it gonna cost?
Yeah. In order to get this thing done right, you know, all the paint, all the chrome, you know, do the body work on it and everything, I'm looking at $6,500 for my end of it.
I think I'm comfortable. I can live with that.
You
I
good?
Think we got a deal.
All right, bud.
Thanks, awesome. Daddy-o. Both of us have our work cut out for us.
I can't wait to play it. Come on in the office and we'll do the paperwork. And
okay.
Then...
All right, fire it.
Ready?
Let's go.
One kick. Ready?
If Ace can't get this motor to run, there could be a problem with me finishing this project, and that's not good for my reputation.
Now.
We're working on a Texas Ranger Gatling gun for the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Where's my earplugs?
The first order of business is taking this thing apart so that we can get the electronics out and over to Tim, since he's going to be taking care of that part himself.
Whoa.
Hold on.
This thing ain't light.
You're free.
Go ahead.
One thing I really love about working with Cowboy is that it's understood that I'm the brains and he's the one that does all my heavy lifting.
Nice.
You take care of that glass for me. Don't break it.
Over your head.
Big Mike recently dropped off a Ducati motorcycle, and it came as a basket case. My guys got their work cut out for themselves on the rest of this thing, so I need an extra hand on the motor. Ace, how you doing?
Rick, what's going on?
I got another project.
Oh.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Why don't you set it up over there, man? We'll take a look at what you got.
Yeah.
Rick comes to me when he has a problem with a motorcycle. Boy, did he bring me a bitch today.
It's a 1964 Ducati Falcon 80.
I will tell you, the last one of these that we did,
was not easy to find these parts for.
Okay.
The reason for that is they made a 50, an 80, and a 125. Nobody wanted the 80s.
The middles.
So these are very low production bike. This particular year, they didn't sell any of them. They still made the 50s and the 125s as they were climbing the ladder into the bigger, faster,
right,
badder ass bikes. This went, by the way, the dinosaur. They, you know, was not popular. Why build it? Finding parts for this is going to be an absolute nightmare. If I can't find these parts, I'm going to have to make them. I mean, that's going to cost time and money. Lots of it. It's not going to be an easy project any way you look at it. This scares me.
Yeah, yeah.
Crankshaft, not moving, man. This is not out of anything else.
Right.
One bike, one kind, one time. Hopefully, somebody in the world's got one.
Ace said one of his biggest challenges is going to be this crank. I knew that it was seized, but I thought it could be fixed. He's saying we're going to have to find an all brand new one. I don't know what I'm going to do if he can't.
Piston rings, cause of all the evil to this motorcycle, in my opinion. It's got some scarring on it here. See right here?
Right.
These have three different sizes of rings that go in the same piston. I believe they put the wrong ring in the piston, causes the heating problem. So what we're going to have to do is find the rings.
Right.
Nothing about this is simple. Hopefully we can find the crank.
All right, well, I hope you can get it done.
I'll get it done. I'll okay. get it done.
While we wait to get the motor back on the Ducati, we still got a lot of work to do on this Texas Ranger game. Tim from the Pinball Museum is working on the mechanism, while the rest of the machine is in dozens of pieces spread all over the shop. I've got Manny on all the bodywork, Robert remaking several pieces that were too damaged, and then Ted is in charge of the paint. I really hope this thing pops. A while back, a customer came in and picked out a classic 1950s Chevron gas pump to get restored. This project was a lot of fun. Now I'm going to meet with Kyle to check it out before we deliver it.
Hey, Kyle, how's the Chevron pump looking?
Looks good.
Yeah, does look good. The chrome on it looks phenomenal. The pump is probably 1954. What happened with National is they actually went out of business and they were bought by Wayne. Wayne just was buying everybody out. So you'll see some that say National and some say Wayne on there. So this is a little rare, actually, because it says National. And this thing was a real cool feature that they started putting on all the pumps. It's basically a hose guard. So when you're pumping, you know, it doesn't rub on it like that. This is the switch. When you open this, it actually does two things. One, it turns the lights on,
right,
and two, it turns the pump on.
Right.
So as soon as you pull that out, everything's running. And away you go. Ding, ding, ding. Kyle, it looks fantastic. Paint job came out beautiful. The bodywork's awesome. Let's go ahead and get it crated up and get the thing shipped out.
Okay. You got it.
Looks great.
Thanks, Ray.
You bet.
Just got a call from Tim saying that the mechanism for the Texas Ranger is all done. So I sent Tyler and Bradley over to pick it up.
Well, awesome. Thank you, Tim.
Good.
Meanwhile, I sent the frame for the Ducati over to Ace's to wire up the motor and see if this thing actually works. If anyone can get this motor working, it'll be Ace.
Hey, Ace.
Rick.
What's going on, bud?
How are you doing, man?
Good, good.
We haven't started it yet. We wanted you to be here for the first firing of it. It's was a bitch. Parts were unavailable, dude. Nothing was available for this bike.
Really?
Yep. We had to make it all, do every part in this motor and on this motor we had to make. There's 493 of these made. There was no parts available, so we just had to do what we do.
I would want to hear it start. Okay. I'm like sort of worried it's not going to start.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, man.
Yo.
You and Metric want to come over here and shine a bit for Rick?
Wonderful.
I'm sure Ace put his heart and soul into this job. But when I heard he had to remake everything in this motor, I'm just praying it fires up.
All right, fire it.
Ready?
Let's go.
One kick. Ready?
If this thing doesn't start, we might never finish this project.
Now.
Awesome. Great job.
Thank you.
Ace did an incredible job. I mean, this thing looks like it came off the showroom floor, and it sounds like it, too. But we're still not out of the woods.
As soon as you get it back to me, I'm hoping that the rest of it goes back together. And so I got a lot still to do. So
I'll get it back to you in the morning.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Kudos.
Thanks,
Rick. Great job.
See you later.
It's right out here.
I'm here today at Rick's to pick up the Texas Ranger Gatling gun that I dropped off to have him restore. When we started out, it was a complete wreck. What I'm hoping is that you happen to be walking by and your head goes, wow. That's what I want at the Pinball Museum, is the wow factor. I'm really excited. I remember what this machine looked like when I dropped it off. It was rusted, the paint was coming off in big chunks, the wood was delaminating and curling up at the end.
Right.
It was really, really in sad shape.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly.
It was, yeah.
Keep that little vision in your head there, bud.
I've got the old one in my mind.
Okay, here you go. One, two, three.
Whoa, look at that. Wow. Look at the shine on that. When I first saw the machine, I just couldn't believe it. The colors, the shiny finish, this game was just incredibly sharp. This is everything I had hoped for. That is incredible. It looks like it came out of the box. Look at that door.
Yeah.
Look, that was all rusted solid.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at it now.
Yeah, it looks brand spanking new, all chromed out.
Wow, I am impressed.
Thanks. You know, when we got it, it was just a wooden box, you know?
Yeah.
This part of it was all sheet metal, so we took this all off first. Then we had to straighten out this whole can, pounded all the metal back out.
Yep.
And then Ted went and put all the graphics back on and then cleared over top of them. So now when people touch it, the paint won't come off after a while.
Wow, this is going to go great in the Pinball Hall of Fame. This is just going to pop out at you.
And speaking of that, I'm just dying to play this thing. I really, really want to play it.
Let's wheel it inside where it's not as bright. And we can plug it in and actually play a game of it.
Okay, cool. I'd love
to. This is great.
Fixing up the outside of this thing was no picnic, and the inside of it didn't look any better. So I really hope Tim got this to work.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Look at that.
That's cool.
That is great. Let me show you what I did on the inside. I took everything completely apart, reassembled it. This motor got cleaned and lubricated.
Oh, wow.
So it's clicking and whirring just fine.
Yeah.
Up here, this motor, the frame had cracked and broken. So I actually had to glue that back together. I had to make sure all of these were tight and in good position so that when you hit the Indian or the Cowboy or the Star, it actually scores. And I think we're ready to play.
All right.
So you just press this button. You ready?
Yeah. That's cool how bright it is in there. Man, it sounds so cool. Those stars are good.
Yeah, stars are worth 10 points. Cowboys and Indians are only worth one.
111, I'm a sheriff. That thing's pretty fun. I could play that for a while.
You did great.
You got
many,
it.
Many thanks. Rick and his team have really, really done great on this. This is more than I expected. It looks better than new. I just can't wait to get it back to the Pinball Museum and let people actually play it.
When we prepare a piece to be refinished, we often use sand or a bead blaster to remove all the old paint. But not everyone has access to this kind of equipment. Which of these can you use instead of a sandblaster to make stripping your project easier? A, a heat gun. B, a pressure washer. C, an electric sander. D, a cordless drill. The answer and more coming up. Which of these can you use instead of a sandblaster to make stripping your project easier? The correct answer is B, a pressure washer. If you don't have one, you can rent one at your local hardware store. What I like to do is hold the nozzle at a 45-degree angle and work slowly across the piece. When you're renting one of these at the hardware store, go ahead and get the highest PSI or pressure possible. Also, get one that has heat to it, and that'll rip it off even better to where now you're ready to paint.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Mike.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm here today not by myself, but I brought a family from Ohio that is really excited to see their 1960s Ducati Falcon. All they know is that I found it. I mean, they don't have any idea what it looked like or what we saw.
It was a mess. That's all I can say. It was a mess.
But that's why we bring it to you, because you're the guy with the super glue.
Yeah, right.
My dad bought this bike brand new in Akron off the showroom floor in 1964. I've rode it. My dad rode it. My son, Rich Jr.'s rode it, and I can't wait to see what it looks like.
This thing's going to be cool. Oh, yeah.
I hear something.
I hear it.
Holy crap.
Oh, here he comes.
Michael?
Oh, that's it. Oh,
you just went down and bought a new one. Right?
You can't buy that one new. Sorry, you can't even find that one.
That's a remake.
When Rick rode up on that Ducati, I was stoked. I just couldn't believe that he could bring it back to showroom quality again.
He breathed new life in that bike. It's just amazing. I can't believe you pulled it off. Now I know what Grandpa felt like walking in and buying this thing new.
The bike is rare. Finding parts is impossible. He brings me the bike, and the motor is in a thousand pieces. It looks like somebody tore it apart. The guy that helped me do the motor, his name's Ace, and he's really good at the old motors. He actually had to make the parts on the inside of the motor because you can't find parts for it.
Oh, this is phenomenal.
This is unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
I can't wait to show it to my dad. And then you need to give it to your son.
Oh.
Yeah, your son's going to get that bike.
Yeah, Jameson, he's a year and a half right now. He'll be riding it one day.
So you want to ride it?
Yeah, get on it. Get on it. Whoa, Rich. You need these. Those are real Italian leather goggles.
The feeling of getting on that Ducati brings back so many good memories. My dad is going to be so excited to see his bike that he bought in 1964 brand new, and now he's just going to fall in love with it all over again.
I think he's going to be speechless. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's a work of art.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't believe it.
Thank you both. We appreciate it. This is amazing.
Let's go inside. We'll do the paperwork, and we'll maybe have some pasta, right?
Something. I should tell you wine.
That's right.
Can you suggest one, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, what, 10W30, 40?